This is episode 2404 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to a brand new series we're launching into. This week, we have a special theme that I'm sure you can relate to. This is a theme by popular request, as many of my themes are, and that is the theme of feeling safe in the world. These days of uncertainty, as we continue to live life during a pandemic, it can seem as though things are out of control. But you have more control than you realize. In fact, these are times when we're each called to share our light. And I realized this the other day when I was speaking with someone and they mentioned, "Oh, you live in Florida. Wow, you're crazy governor," and started to really go off about the governor of the state where I live. This governor is controversial because he is not issuing a mask mandate, among other things. The person I was speaking with lives in a state that has a lot of controversial things happening as well. It just depends on which side of the political spectrum you're on these days as to whether you think something is radical. If you're not living in the United States, you probably notice this wherever you are living, because this pandemic has proven one thing. The only thing that is certain is uncertainty. We're not so sure what to believe these days about a whole range of different topics, not only the pandemic. So it seems that the biggest requirement to feel some measure of peace in the world is to begin to feel more comfortable with uncertainty. Uncertainty can be destabilizing because we're basing our future decisions on things we're not really sure about. And that can be scary. So as you go through this week's series, I want to offer you the concept of divine and conquer. It seems like there's too much divide and conquer going around. I heard this divine and conquer concept from a popular yoga platform that I follow called Boho Beautiful, and I thought it was a great way to represent sharing your light and your peace in the world today. And so your challenge for this week is to arm yourself with kindness. This is your quest for this week. Every day, be kind. Share your kindness, even if it's sharing a smile. Remembering that we're all going through this pandemic and these times together. In this week's series, you're going to be guided using meditation techniques to help build unity. And this is going to allow you to release fears during these uncertain times. So to start you off with this week, I want to share a message from your fellow meditator, and I'd love to hear your messages too. You can send me a direct message to my Instagram at sipandohm there and send me a direct message, or you can email me at mary@sipandohm.com. Also, this may be a series that speaks to your heart. So remember, you can always receive any series absolutely free on the Sip and Ohm meditation app. And if you like the app, you can stay there, or you can simply go through your entire week's series absolutely free. You also get a journal, which is very valuable in a series like this one. And you also receive a guide with different techniques to help you release fear, including yoga and herbal tea and all the techniques I'll share with you this week. So that is the Sip and Om meditation app. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate and reflect on peace, I want to share this message from your fellow meditator. This is from Carol, who is a nurse in Pennsylvania. She writes, "One of the most challenging parts of being a nurse at a hospital during this pandemic has been dealing with uncertainty. The normal procedures and protocols that we normally use are being questioned. I long for the days when I would show up to work, and if I didn't know the answer to something, I knew that someone else would know it. This pandemic has made me question everything I used to hold in high esteem. You may find that you are feeling in a similar way as Carol, and I want to thank Carol for sharing her heart and for being on the front line during this pandemic. So as you straighten your spine and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upwards and tune into how you're feeling right now about the world. How do you feel about your immediate surroundings? Maybe your job where you work, or the school your children attend, or maybe you work at a school or hospital or somewhere on the front line. Maybe you're stuck at home. Just notice how you're feeling. Notice where you carry any fear or fatigue in your body. Begin to notice your breath with each inhale and exhale. And bring to mind what you could do this week to share kindness. We don't need to know all the answers. It's okay to live with uncertainty. We can still share our light with others. This will help put us on more stable ground. Think of how you want to be kinder to yourself. How will you be kinder to others? We may not have all the answers politically or scientifically, but we do know that human nature thrives on heartfelt connection. Regardless of the state of the world, or maybe of a relationship you're in, or uncertainty with your job, or whatever it may be, know that it's okay to live during times of uncertainty and to be comfortable with it. The real truth is what you share with others and how you show up for yourself and the world each day. Sit in stillness, allowing yourself to feel at peace and to share your peace. You are so worth slowing down for.